Hi, this is Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard All I Think About Now by Pixies, and next I'm going to play another classic called Dreams by the Cranberries as I scramble to figure out this week's playlist, so enjoy this one. I listened to it in the car this morning and was really vibing out, so I hope you do too.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm back. You just heard Dreams by the Cranberries, and I have a special guest today who, that last song, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, was your, is it your number one played song of all time on Last FM?
No, it's...
No!
It's like number three or something. I got it wrong.
Can I try and guess number one and two?
I honestly don't know what they
are. Isn't number one Wuthering Heights?
No.
Oh.
Definitely not. I don't even know if that's in top five.
Wait, I swear Dreams was number one.
Maybe at one point.
What is number one?
I think it's Disco 2000.
Okay. Well, my guest is Jack, famed WMFO DJ, who usually is working at this hour, so never listens, but now gets to be on.
I look at the playlist.
Yeah, that's true. You do look at the playlist. Okay, I didn't have much planned for today. Today was a little bit busy. I went into my painting studio this morning, and I was just telling Jack that I was there for a few hours, and my, like, usual studio that I paint in was occupied with a class, so I went into a different studio and, like, painted there, and then when I was, like, gathering my things and putting my stuff away, I went back into the classroom, and I didn't realize it was, like, a nude painting class, and so there was, like, a literal naked person in the middle of the room, which was very jarring to see so early in the morning. But, yeah, I've been busy, so I haven't come up with a full playlist, but we're getting there. I have some songs that I really like that I am going to play, but I'm not sure if I have a full hour's worth yet. Next song is If Not For You by George Harrison. Enjoy.
Wouldn't have a clue. children's laughter. Now it's quiet, so I guess they left the park. This wooden bench is getting harder by the hour. The sun is going down, it's getting dark. I realize I'm cold, the rain begins to pour as I watch the windows on the second floor. The lights are on, it's time to go. It's time at last to let him know. didn't know I was capable being happy right now, but you showed me how. I didn't know that you were right in front of me until I looked up.
You just heard In a Good Way by Faye Webster. Before that, Hard Feelings by Molly Nielsen, which, like, just came out. Before that, Don't Shut Me Down by ABBA. The reason I played the ABBA song is because last week I played a song by ABBA that my friend Hazel recommended to me, and it, like, reminded me how much I love them. I feel like I just don't really listen to ABBA as much as I did when I was a kid, even though they were, like, one of the first bands I ever listened to. But that one, Don't Shut Me Down, I was listening to the, like, This Is ABBA on Spotify this morning, and I was like, oh, this one's really good, like, I don't think I've heard this song before. And I realized it was one of their, like, new ones from the new album, which, I don't know, I feel like when artists release an album, like, decades after their prime, it's always like, this might be good, this might be not, this might not be good, probably won't be good, but, Don't Shut Me Down sounded, like, exactly like it was straight out of the 70s. And then I watched the interview with Bjorn, one of the members, the blonde one, and he had, like, an interview on Spotify, and he was talking about how they, like, had gotten all these offers throughout the years to like pay them like millions and millions of dollars to go on a like reunion tour, and they always said no because they didn't want to like take out many years of their life. But then when they heard about the possibility to do the like holographic projections in London, they decided to do that, which I thought was kind of funny that like that was their solution, was to do the like holograph residency. But anyways, I'm gonna play a vinyl now with the help of Jack and at the request of my dad. So it's gonna be Kate Bush. Are you ready? Okay. First time playing a vinyl on this show. Very exciting. All right, having a slight issue with the vinyl. Stay tuned. Trying to get it to work in here. What else can I say? On Friday, I went to a techno evening for the first time ever. I don't think I'm really into techno, but it was funny to see. The DJ seemed like he knew what he was doing. I can see how, like, if you went in Berlin, it would be a totally different experience, but going in the middle of Cambridge was kind of random. I can just play something else while we wait. Okay. I'm gonna play a song called Chamomile C by What Nah.
Thank you.
So you just heard Watching You Without Me by Kate Bush. We wanted to play that one on vinyl, but unfortunately had some technical difficulties, as is common on this show. Okay, I'm going to read a PSA. There's a new PSA in the book, Fresh Fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all of the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was a good one, to whoever put that in the book.
I agree.
So next week is spring break, and literally every single person I know is either going to Mexico, Europe, or Montreal. And I'm not going to any of those places. Going to Calgary, Vancouver, and Saskatoon, so kind of a Western Canada tour. And Jack is also going to Canada.
It's true. I'm going to Vancouver.
But I am a Canadian citizen, and Jack is not, so I'm going to give him some quiz questions. Fun fact, when I was in middle school, my family used to do the Canada table at the international fair that we had, and we had this like little quiz that we would give people. We also would give out little shots of maple syrup and like little things of poutine as well. And then my dad would give out beer to the adults. Okay, quiz question number one. What is Canada's national animal?
The beaver.
Yeah, everyone would say moose. It's not moose. How did you know?
I don't know. I read that at some point.
So good. Okay, killing it. When did Canada become a country? You can either say, like, what Canadian version of
Dominion Day or something.
Either say, like, what Canada's version of 4th of July is, like, what that the date for that is, or say the year. If you get either, you win.
I think Dominion Day is a thing, but that's not the I don't think they have Independence Day.
I don't think
Day.
I know what Dominion Day is.
Mm.
Do you know, like, Bastille Day?
Yeah.
For France? Sure. Do you know the date of that?
Yeah, isn't that, like, June 14th? July 14th?
It's July 14th.
Yeah. No, I don't know the
Canadian. Okay, it's July 1st.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Canada
yeah,
Day.
It's easy to remember because it's, like, July 1st is Canada, July 4th is America, and then July 14th is France. So they're all kind of,
so
like...
That What is that?
It's when they like became a country.
Okay.
It's just Canada Day. It's not as big as like 4th of July, I would say.
Became like independent from Britain or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Symbol.
The maple leaf?
Yeah. official languages.
English and French.
So good. You're killing it. Okay, we used to always have this one at the International Fair. I think we would say the wrong thing for this, though. What is the national sport?
People would expect it to be hockey, I think.
Yeah.
Is it
okay,
not?
It is. The winter sport is hockey, but we would always be like, no, you're wrong. It's lacrosse. But I think hockey is the winter sport and lacrosse is the summer sport. So they're both kind of correct.
People in Canada played lacrosse.
Okay, last question. My dad's going to love this one, if he's listening, which I believe he is. Canada is the world's...
Oh, wait. Yeah, Dominion Day is the 1st of July.
Oh, okay.
It's not the Independence of Canada. Sorry.
Okay, you win.
I wasn't looking up the other
No,
answers.
You win. You win. Okay, Canada is the world's large exporter of what fruit? This is random. Like, no reason you would know this.
Worldwide? Wait.
Yeah.
Like... They're the biggest exporter?
Yeah.
Blueberries?
Yeah! Oh my gosh! Wow, how did you know?
It just seemed like the fruit that would, like,
yeah,
grow
I
there.
Think this might be wrong, but I think Vermont produces more maple syrup than Canada, which is, like, a little embarrassing.
Than the entire country?
I think, or Vermont, like, has something over Canada in maple syrup production, which is a little embarrassing. Capita. Oh, there's actually one more question that I don't know the answer to on here that I'm kind of curious about. Which of these was not a Canadian invention? Egg carton, walkie-talkie, peanut butter, post-it notes.
Peanut butter was not a Canadian invention. It's George Washington.
No, okay, wait, this quote says post-it notes.
Oh.
But wait, what is your backstory on peanut butter? Now I'm curious.
Didn't George Washington Carver invent peanut butter?
John Harvey Kellogg. I don't know who that is. Okay, well, you did swimmingly on the quiz. You're invited to Canada. The people of Vancouver want you there.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's often remembered for the one he did not invent. He invented a bunch of other peanut-related inventions, though.
What else? What peanut inventions did he invent?
300 of them, apparently.
Oh.
And none of them...
But peanut butter was invented after him?
He filed a patent for peanut butter in 1895. But... Okay, I don't know. I'm not going to read this whole thing. I guess it wasn't him.
Something I learned in
I learned as a kid,
environmental bio class was that we were just talking about, like, food species. And, like, maybe everyone's going to be like, oh, you're, like, so dumb for not knowing this. But, okay, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, kale are all the same species, which I didn't know. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew
okay.
that.
I was kind of surprised by that. I don't know. They all, like, are very different vegetables in my head, but they're actually not. Okay, next song is Rome Wasn't Built in a Day by Morcheba, recommended by my dad. I hope you enjoy.
You and me were meant to be walking free in harmony. One fine day we'll fly away. Don't you know that Rome wasn't built in a day? Hey, hey, hey. Thank you.
Hi. I'm only going to play one more song today. Sad. This last song I'm going to play is one that my brother recommended to me, who is in Morocco right now. And it's quite long, so it's going to take up the rest of the show. But it's very good, and I would have loved to play it when he came in, but we didn't have time. But hopefully I'll have him back. He really enjoyed being in the studio, so Ford Guy 3 collab part 2 will definitely happen before the end of the semester. But this one's in honor of him. Thank you so much for listening today. It was a little bit random, but it kind of worked out. Oh, and also, I was so wrong. Canada is the largest exporter of maple syrup, not Vermont. Got that so incorrect. Had to clear the record. Okay, this last song is Three Black Kings by Duke Ellington, Mercer Ellington, bunch of other people. Enjoy the last 7 minutes. Oh, this is Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.